So what does it look like then? There's our support. In this case, it's an aluminium oxide support. It's a honeycomb support. The reducing component in there then is rhodium, taking the VOCs, the NO in this bed here, and ensuring that the nitrogen's produced. So we've taken the fuel then to produce hydrogen in the first step, and that hydrogen's required with the nitric oxide to form nitrogen. Now the residual fuel then, in the second part of it, is then turned into CO2. And this first part here, behind the scenes, we end up with more CO being produced, and that CO is also turned into CO2. So this then uses either platinum or palladium in the second bed. Now these things work really well. I indicated in the very first prac that we did. It depends whether you manage to poison them or not by inadvertently putting some petrol in it that has a trace of sulfur or a trace of a metal that's going to react with either of those two metals there. Lifetime on the market, I'm not dead sure. I can find out from you. I do know that we've tried using quite old student vehicles in that first air quality prac, and not one of them has ever produced a decent value for the NOx. So I think they last a very long time. Yeah, maybe not at their optimum efficiency, like a brand new car, but they obviously work well enough for us to fail. We've had one Land Rover, it's been the only student vehicle without a catalytic converter that actually ever worked well for that first prac. That's why we went to a whippersnipper. Because at year two, we used several student vehicles, they're really quite old, but their catalytic converters did a perfectly good job.